Hello, everyone, and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., a man who is excited about the fact that you are with me today because I have an outstanding guest who I'm very excited about. A lot of you know that I'm passionate about God. I'm passionate about ministry. I'm passionate about doing things right. And the man who's going to be speaking with us today brings all three of those together. He is Dr. Michael Chitwood, who oversees an organization, a company that has been working with and representing churches and nonprofit ministries for over 70 years. We're talking about Chitwood & Chitwood PC, the oldest and largest financial firm in the United States that represents churches and nonprofit ministries. Let me say that again because I know some of you are saying, wait a minute, did you also say nonprofit? Yes, churches and nonprofit ministries. Dr. Chitwood, it is such a pleasure to have you with me today. How are you doing?
Carl, I'm doing good, and thank you for this awesome opportunity to be with you. Thank you.
My pleasure. Quite welcome. Dr. Chitwood, I've got to let you do a better job of introducing yourself and your company to the Speaking With community than I did. Could you share with us something about your background and entail in that, include in that, what got your interest in working with churches the way you do, and how you came to be a part of Chitwood and Chitwood by the time it was all said and done?
Well, that's very important, and thank you very much. We have been representing churches and ministries now for a very, very long time. And I started in this because it's a family ministry, family business ministry. And so when I went to the University of Tennessee and I wanted to stay in working for churches and nonprofits, and I followed in my daddy's footsteps. And so we have a very strong organization up of about 8,000 churches that we represent monthly. And we've got people that's committed and dedicated to doing what we do. And you know, the IRS the IRS, Carl, is not like the Bible. The Bible never changes, but the IRS code changes every time that we have a new president or a new Congress or a new Senate. You know, they're the ones that make the laws. And, of course, people get mad at the IRS because they carry out the laws that our legislators make. And so it's important that churches know that it's their responsibility to keep up with these laws, and that's the purpose of why that we do what we do, represent churches. We feel like that we're a pastor's pastor. We try to keep the churches in compliance, and we have a full-service firm at Chitwood & Chitwood, where that we do payroll for churches, we do bookkeeping for churches, and we record offering envelopes. We record about 300,000 envelopes a day at Chitwood & Chitwood. That churches send in to us because of confidentiality and the new red flag rules. And retirement, we found one of the biggest needs for pastors is that most of them don't plan for any retirement. And so when it comes their day to take their seat, they can't. So they keep preaching because they have to have, you know, the revenue coming in. So Chitwood & Chitwood is a multifaceted firm. We're a full-service firm, and we've been doing it now for a very, very long time.
That is so impressive. So, Dr. Chitwood, you all work with so many churches. Share with us, just so that people across the board who are listening to this conversation now can relate, connect even better, share with us some of the denominations and non-denominations that you work with.
Well, we've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of denominations that we work for, but most of these denominations have churches under them which are autonomous, which means each church is responsible for their own financial affairs and legal affairs. Most of the time, the headquarters church, they don't get involved in the local church's money part, financial affairs, things like that, but It is important that each church know that just because they're covered by a denomination, that's a spiritual covering. There's a difference in a spiritual covering and a compliance and financial covering by an outside firm, because it's almost 100%. There's only one or two denominations that have stood with their churches when they get in trouble. Most of them tell them that they need to just get themselves out of trouble. So they're kind of standing alone. They're not like the Catholic Church. Your Catholic Church parish gets in trouble, the Catholic Church comes in and represents them. But with these denominations, they're not going to do any representation. They're going to do your spiritual covering, give you spiritual advice, and cover you spiritually, but they're not going to do any compliance covering because they just don't know what to do.
So you all work with, even on the local level, some of the churches, denominations that are represented. I mean, you're talking hundreds and hundreds. We're talking Church of God, Church of God in Christ, Assembly of God. We're talking Presbyterian, AME.
Yes, sir. We represent all of them. You know, we've been fortunate to be with our presiding bishop, Bishop Charles Edward Blake, Church of God in Christ out of Memphis, Tennessee. His church is out of Los Angeles, but the main denomination is in Memphis, Tennessee. And we've done the Church of God in Christ. We've done the Church of God Cleveland, Tennessee. We've done AME churches. We've got a multitude. We have a total of 8,000 churches that we represent, and it's just from every group that you can think of, because, see, the law is not just for one particular group of people. The law is for everybody, and people have to, you know, comply with the law. If they don't comply with the law, then they get themselves in a bunch of trouble. So the law is for everybody, and they have to comply with it. So whether you're a Church of God in Christ church, or whether you're a Nazarene Church of Christ, whether you're just a Baptist, Southern Baptist, Pastor Baptist, whatever you may be, you're still responsible to keep your house of worship in order, because we know that God cannot bless a mess. So, you know, we got to keep our house in order. It's just the right thing to do. You know, the Bible says in Romans 13:1-6, and I don't want to get spiritual on broadcast because this is about compliance and getting the churches in order. And by the way, we have a free book. This book would be incredible for every one of these incredible people to get. It's free of charge. It's 24 pages. That's all it is. I guess it's more of a booklet, Carl, than a book. But if anybody wants that book, free of charge, no charge, we've got about 200 per city that we try to give away. It's such a valuable book, and it's got such valuable information. If they want to call us at 800-344-0076, let me just repeat that, because I know that there'll be a lot of the listening audience that will want to get maybe one or two. They're free. Give one to your pastor. Give one to your treasurer of the church. Maybe one to the chairman of the trustee board. I mean, they need to know, too, because you can't vote for things if you don't know the law. How can you vote for something if you don't know the law? So if anybody wants this book, it's free. It's 800-344-0076. I think you'll find out that it would be a blessing to you. So we're excited about churches getting their house of worship in order because, Carl, I found this out. We've been doing this for a long time. We found out that churches that are in order, one, they don't have anything to fear. They can put that scripture on them for sure there, that you haven't been given a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. You'd be surprised at the preachers that are doing things wrong, that have that fear that pops up into their head once in a while about, well, what if the IRS came today? You know, not too long ago, right outside of Miami, we had a church that called us that said that they just had two federal agents to leave the front doorsteps of the pastor's house. Now, that's not something that you want.
You got that.
And the reason
right.
why they left the house is because under the Whistleblowers Act now, members can turn their church and turn their pastor in. You know, we had over 900 churches, not our churches, we had almost 900, people that turned in their churches and their pastors for things that they considered that was wrong, like the love offering thing. I mean, you just can't take up a love offering. We had one preacher in Wichita. He got about $6,000-$7,000 every Sunday, and they put it in a brown paper bag and handed it to him when he walked out the door. And he thought, according to the trustees, that he was never supposed to pay income tax on it. They told him that they were tax exempt. Well, come to find out, they indicted him, and finally, he wasn't our client, but they convicted him, and he's serving time now, about six years, I think, is what they gave him. But this is nothing that people need to play with. It's an important part of your church. The spiritual part is important. The shouting, the preaching, and all of that is very important. But let me tell you something now, ladies and gentlemen, with respect and concern, that the churches need to be in order. If your house of worship is out of order, God cannot bless it like he wants to. And number two, you've always got that fear that the IRS is peeking around the corner. It's serious stuff, Carl. Serious stuff.
And so as we look at encouraging and empowering the churches to get their churches in order, there's a lot to go through, no doubt, because as you mentioned, the laws are constantly changing and there are a lot of laws. But there are three particular areas that you'd like to discuss with us today, one of which you've already begun to touch on, and that is the love offerings.
Carl, the love offerings is a very important subject. The IRS has been doing an in-depth study on this for 13, 14 years now, and they have discovered every possible love offering in the book. Christmas love offerings, pastor's anniversary love offerings, Third Sunday love offerings, pastor appreciation love offerings, every type of love offering that you can think of, they have now been sending agents into churches to learn, because the IRS didn't even know about love offerings. And there's two types, basically. You have taxable love offerings and you have non-taxable love offerings. Well, the man in Wichita was taking a love offering that the deacons gave him in a brown paper bag, $5,000 or $6,000 every Sunday. And they told him that it was a non-taxable love offering. Well, the trustees and deacons didn't know. And now this man is sitting in a jail cell because the deacons didn't know. Now, they didn't mean to do it. They didn't intentionally try to put him in jail. But he's breaking the law. And, you know, Romans 13, 1 through 6 is pretty clear. It says, obey the laws of the land. And it says to submit yourselves to the governing authorities. And then the next verse says, render to Caesar. Now, I don't work for the IRS, and I'm not wanting to pay one dime more than you owe. But you've got to be smart about what you're doing. If you don't, you're going to get in trouble. And that's exactly why, Carl, that we're coming there on November the 9th, which is a Friday. And we're going to be at the DoubleTree. And I'm wanting to send out a special invitation to all churches, pastors, to the trustees, the deacons, the treasurer, financial committees. You need to be at this conference. And it's an all-day conference. We provide your breakfast, coffee, and we provide your lunch. We provide your afternoon break for you and your compliance audit booklet. You get all of that. That's included. And you need to come spend a day with me in Augusta, Georgia, so that I can get your house cleaned up. And you may say, well, we've got somebody doing it, but we found out that a lot of these CPA firms, Carl, they're great firms, but they don't specialize in church law and church taxes and church accounting. And remember, it's not what you know that will hurt you. It's what you don't know.
Yes,
and
sir.
So that feeds right into the scripture that talks about a lack of knowledge, you're going to be hurt. So I want you to register. You can register by going to that same number, 800-344-0076. Pass the word to every pastor, trustee, deacon, trustee in the area, 800-344-0076. That's the phone number if you want to call and register and get the free book now. If you don't want to call right now, then you can go to our website and register and look at it, see what it's all about at cmtc.org. Our website, again, is cmtc.org. You can register by going to cmtc.org, or you can register by calling us and getting registered. I sure would love to have you to come to the conference, because I think you'll find out that you will learn a lot and you'll be able to go back and get your church in order. I'm excited about coming to Augusta, Georgia. I love Augusta, Georgia, by the way.
So you visited us before.
Oh, yes. We've had conferences there before. We had a conference there about 3 years ago, and it churches everywhere came out. It was just an incredible conference, and they all told us that you need to keep coming back to keep us updated. So, you know, it's like I said in the beginning, Carl, the IRS code book is going to change from administration to Congress, but the Bible never changes. But you got to keep up with the code. If you don't, you're going to be out of order.
And Dr. Chitwood, you made such an outstanding observation earlier in the conversation. You mentioned that people get upset with the IRS, but Congress is the one writing the laws, and IRS is just following through.
That's exactly right, Carl. It couldn't have been put any better. The way you put it is that they have to comply with what is in the tax code book, and it is thick, and you better have somebody. That's why the Chitwood and Chitwood, that's why that we love what we do. We really don't consider this a job. We consider this our ministry because we love helping pastors and churches get in order, stay in order. We don't work for the IRS. And, you know, they've got some good people. They've got some bad people. But we don't try to get you to pay more taxes. We try to get you just to do it right. And if you do it right, you're going to find out the tax bill's going to go down. So I want you to get to this conference on November the 9th. Carl, that's an important date. And I hope that the whole city there, just every church in that city that's within 100 miles needs to drive to this conference and spend a day there and get this, get their house of worship in order. It's so important these days. And by the way, these penalties have increased now. I mean, they say, look, if you don't start doing what the book says do, then you're going to be subject to these penalties. And I'll tell you, we had a lot of churches last year that were not our clients. Our clients don't get penalized. We got their books right. But these churches, there's a lot of churches, Carl, that's out of order. They paid a big penalty. A lot of them lost their church because the penalties were so high they couldn't pay the penalty.
So they took the building and property in place of the money, the cash.
They sure did, Carl. Yes, sir.
So what time should people be planning? I know they're going to be calling the number and going online. You said it's all day. But just so the people will be kind of putting this in their mind, what time do they need to be prepared to show up on Friday, November 9th?
Well, they got to get their book, and they got to kind of get their book organized, give them highlighted, post-it notes. It's a working class. And so they need to be there to get the breakfast coffee right around 8:30. We start at 8:50, and then we go to about 4 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock. And you got questions. You can ask questions at the conference. And those of you that really want this free book, you need to call us at 800-344-0076. And I promise you, they will not ask you. They will not ask you any questions. They will simply take down your name and your address and mail you ever how many books that you need. I think there is a limit of three. I believe, Carl. I believe there's a limit of three on them things. So I want you to get to the conference and get your house in order. The number is 800-344-0076, and then the website that you can go to right now, in fact, you can look at all about us and about Chitwood and Chitwood. Chitwood and Chitwood's been doing this for many years, is CMTC. That's CMTC.org. CMTC.org. And Carl, I know it's going to be a great conference. We're looking forward to it. And I want to thank you. And by the way, you know, we're going to talk to you later about ICCM. A lot of your listening audience there, they need to really check their ministerial credentials and make sure that they're legal for IRS purposes. We found out about 300 organizations that ordained ministers are not legal to do it for tax purposes, which means that you lose all your benefits. So we'll talk about that on Monday. I hope you'll have us back because our whole passion is very close to your passion, and that is we want to help churches and we want them to do it right.
That's
so give us a call at 800-344-0076. Talk to one of our representatives. You'll like them. They won't be in a hurry. They'll find out that we're old-fashioned. We don't have answering phones and voicemails and all that at the office. We're kind of old-fashioned. Now, you get to speak to a live person. You won't be pushing a button if you want to get saved today and if you want to get saved tomorrow, push button too. No, you get to talk to somebody today. So if you want to talk to somebody, you want to talk to somebody live, then you need to give us a call and or go to our website there at cmtc.org. And Carl, I want to thank you for allowing me to come on to this great station in Augusta, Georgia. It's a great station, and I know that your program is just the number one program there. So thank you very much for letting us be a part of this today. It's been great to be with you. I really love you.
I appreciate you so much, and because the information is vital. The mission, the ministry is critical. So thank you so much for doing so much for so many. And I'll definitely be in contact with you again, and I'll be letting the Speaking With community know when you and I will be talking again so that they can get more information about ordination. There's more to it than meets the eye. So again, our guest, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Michael Chitwood, be on the listen out. I'll let you know when he and I will be coming to you again. Dr. Chitwood, thank you again so much for sharing this information with us.
Thank you, Carl.
All right.